BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Here with Mike Lane, and we are on KIIC 96.7 for this District 2A baseball from District 10. Just a little while ago, Davis County was able to manhandle Mid Prairie of Wellman 12-1. It all happened in the fifth inning. The score was 2-1 in favor of the Mustangs, and they just exploded for a huge inning. They bat around in the fifth inning, and they were able to put away the Hawks from Mid Prairie Weldon to advance to Saturday's ball game against the winner right here. And Mike Lane, it's going to be a type of deal where the Rockets need to buckle down early. And who's on the mound tonight for the Rockets?
Starting for pitching for the Rockets tonight is Christian Vanbrook, number 20, big, tall, young man. He's a junior for Eddyville. Also a very excellent basketball player for the team. Looking for a real good outing from him tonight.
And the Warriors from Van Buren, Akia Sakwa, they're a good golf shot away from Missouri there, and a couple of shots from Illinois. They have quite a following with them tonight. There is a huge crowd on hand here at Rocket Field as the fans have taken advantage of the shade in right field and right center field, and they are about two or three deep down first baseline and third baseline, and we're just about ready for the first pitch. Tonight, first guy up is Ty Smith, and Ty Smith on the year is .382 in his batting average. First pitch from Vanbrook. He wheels, deals, and there is a called strike. He kind of went a halfway around with that, and it looked like a good fastball from here. We're located right behind home plate tonight. We should have a decent view of the pitches here. Second pitch is a little high by Vanbrook. 1-1 goes the count. Mike, as you looked at Van Buren's schedules that they had, it's kind of interesting to see that they have a 26-1 record, and there is a high pop fly into left field, and it is caught by the left fielder Corey Archer for out number one.
Looks like the ball's going to carry pretty good tonight. We got a nice breeze kind of blowing out of the east toward the right field. So we have some lefties on the Rockets team, and I'm not sure about Van Buren, but they might be able to reach the fence tonight out that way.
Ball into the stratosphere and jet stream and let it go. There's a slow roller to the vacuum. Tanner Scott, he's able to gather it and throw over to his teammate and classmate, Larkin, for the out. And quickly there is two outs here in the first 10 in the top half of the first. Blake Scott comes to bat, and right there, you talk about your left-handed hitter, Blake Scott.
Very interesting sidebar. Blake Scott used to go to school over at Fremont, and my wife, who teaches over there, used to have him. Very nice young man.
468 hitter on the year. He has one home run to his credit, 41 RBIs. And Vanbrugh with his second pitch is out of the zone, 2-0, goes the count quickly on Blake Scott. Blake Scott, we will also see him on the mound. He's got a 7-0 record for the Warriors, and there is a called strike, a swing and a miss by Scott, and Vanbrugh is ready to deal the 2-1 pitch. Hard shot to Tanner Scott, picked it up off the ground, throws it over to first base, and he's out. Three up, three down, and the Rockets will come to bat. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Elvia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We are back here at Eddyville Flicksburg Fremont High School. They have just changed the name at the beginning of July. They've added Fremont. They've been sharing with Fremont for one generation, 20 years, and they decided to bring them on to the scene. Now it's Eddyville Flicksburg Fremont. We will say Rockets as much as possible tonight.
Yes, we will. I don't want to confuse ourselves.
All right. Brett Roberts, the senior out of Atumwa, Iowa, comes to the plate. Brett, all-around athlete, heck of a football player. They'll miss him there. And the first pitch offered, and he strikes it in the handle. And he rounds first. He'll be sitting there. Nice job by Brett Roberts. He stroked that ball and fainted into the outfield right away, and that'll bring up Trevor Schwartz for the top four.
Very nice way to start the ball game. First pitch you saw, a nice little single out to left field. Let's see what we can get going here at the first inning.
Usually you want to make the pitcher work a little bit in the heat, but Brett Roberts went ahead and spanked that first pitch. Shows bunt, holds back, and falls in the dirt for ball one. Like I said earlier, huge crowd tonight here, Mike, at Rocket Land. A nice breeze blowing out to right field for sure. Scott checks on the runner, Brett Roberts over at first. No score here in the bottom of the first. There's a bunt laid down right in front of the plate. Scott handles it, throws to first, and Schwartz is out. The sacrifice is made, and Brett Roberts moves over to second base. That'll bring up Tyler Archer, and earlier at the top of the first inning, we talked about that jet stream. Tyler can get one up in the jet stream here. It'll fly quite a ways to those folks out in right center field.
Tyler on the year has a 403 batting average, has a slugging percentage of .558.
Nice. Yeah.
First pitch.
Good bring in the first round of the night. Here comes Brett Roberts around the course. And he'll score. And Archer will have a second up double. And the Rockets will get 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. What a nice way to start this ball game, and I'll tell you what, he didn't waste any time either, Mike.
He first offering
and sent him to the outfield.
That must be our strategy tonight, jumping on that first pitch strike. I mean, both of them have ways to hit a fastball right now in the middle so far, so hopefully good things will keep going for us.
We thought about the weather conditions. It's perfect weather tonight, but when you talk about the infield is very, very nice. The irrigation system has done a great job, but out in the outfield, it's hard as a brick, and that ball scooted out once it hit the ground. There's a sharp hit to the first baseman. He knocks it down, keeps it in front of him, and records the out. So Bamberg is out, but Tyler Archer will scamper over to third, and he'll be in scoring position here for Craig Larkin as he comes to bat. Catcher for the Warriors goes out and talks to the pitcher, Scott. Coach Rod Ashman down on the third base side giving Craig Larkin a little bit of advice. A heavy-laden senior team here for the Rockets, and Craig Larkin steps in to hit this ball. How's he doing on a year?
so far for the year. Craig has a 293 batting average. Well hit. Center fielder's going back. Can he make the catch? But the damage is done. Rockets pick up a run, and they will in the first half with the score 1-0. Eddie Bell, Blakesburg Rockets.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Colin Bieber. All right, back here at Eddie Bell Blakesburg Fremont School, the Rockets were able to push a run across the plate in the first inning, and now Weaver with a hit to the shortstop. Schwartz fires and makes it out, and Larkin was able to take that pitch or take that throw from Schwartz and get him out. First pitch, one out. That's a good recipe for the starting pitcher, Bambrook.
Thanks, but you keep doing that all night. Thanks for a very short night. Cuts down on your ball pitch total for the night.
Okay, Nick. Gilbertson is up next. He tries to square and bunt. Nick is batting 431 on the year, and it kind of surprised me that he turned around to face that bunt. Might have a little cat-and-mouse game going on with the coaching staff, see what kind of fielding they have on the corners. Next pitch is a called strike, and quickly 0-2 is Gilbertson. Rockets lead 1-0. We're in the top half of the second inning. 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. A strikeout recorded by Bambrook. And on the year, he's done a great job with strikeouts. That's 69 strikeouts now for Christian Bambrook, the junior out of Eddyville.
Christian has a 6-2 record on the year with a 1.74 ERA and just 6 walks and, like I said, 69 strikeouts.
Robbie Laughlin steps in for the Warriors. He's batting 373 on the year, just a sophomore for the Warriors. Hard pitch by Bamberg. It's chopped to Schwartz up short. Fires across the diamond and is out. A quick three up and three down. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to 96.7 KIIC.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Rockets field for the second inning, bottom of the second inning. Rockets lead 1-0 on the strength of a rocket run. Brett Roberts was able to score that. Jacob Lane in the box here. for the Rockets. First pitch to him, it's one on Henson deep in the left field. Elias Taylor is able to take under it and make the out. Jacob gave it a ride on that first pitch again, Mike. And the left fielder was able to camp under it, not too far away from the warning track.
Yeah, it's a nice little fly ball out there. It, like I said, seemed like we were swinging at that first pitch tonight. It's basically coming right down the middle.
All right. That'll bring in number 34, Lane Wells. Lane's batting .298 on the season. He's got a couple of home runs to his credit. Swung on and fouled back. He's in the hole quickly, 0-2. And the pitchers aren't wasting any time tonight, Mike. They're sending a decent pitch right away.
Yeah, they're not wasting any time.
Oh, a terrible swing by Lane. The ball was outside, and he chased a bad one. And two outs. Wells strikes out, and they'll bring up Chance Worst. Chance, all-around athlete as well. Good football player. Heck of a wrestler as well. He's on the baseball squad. He's batting .250 on the year with five doubles.
Yeah,
he takes the first pitch, ball one. Once again, what a gorgeous evening. Temperatures were in the mid to upper 80s, and it's probably cooled a little bit. The sun trying to settle a little bit in the western sky as the Worst it takes that next pitch for a strike. The 1-1 offering is popped up and back out of play. 1-2 will go to the counts. Rockets lead 1-0. That one run, you'd hate to think that would be the only one that we get, but it's good to get that first one out of the way.
Yeah, it's nice to get that lead in the first inning. I mean, that really sets a good tone for the rest of the night for your team.
That next pitch came inside on Worsta, and it hit him on the hands. He kind of turned into the pitch, and it hit him on the fingers, and that's considered a foul ball, right?
Yeah, that would be a foul ball. It's all hit at the same time.
Okay, so Coach Ashman comes down to check out things, see if Worcester can grip that bat. Of course, Rod Ashman's son kind of lit up the Twitter feed and the Facebook feed last night by saying his dad pitched in the All-Star game last night. And, of course, he was talking about the Ashman that was pitching to Trumbo of the Los Angeles Angels. It was an Ashman pitching there, and that lit up the Twitter feed and the Facebook feed right away. Next pitch to Worsta is outside, and that will run the count 2-2. Two outs here in the bottom half of the second inning. Rockets lead 1-0. Next pitch on the way. Ooh. If I had a glove, I would have had a wild pitch. That'll move the count to 3-2. Tanner Scott scampers that loose ball and takes it back to the dugout. All right, full count, two outs. Here comes the payoff pitch. And it's swung on, curving foul. First baseman's got to play. Nice job by him, and he records the third out. So a quick three up, three down. Once again, Rockets lead 1-0 after two full innings. We'll be back right here on KIC 96.7.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Let Community First Credit Union fuel your fun this summer. For a limited time only, purchase or refinance a new or used vehicle and lock in a fixed rate as low as 2.99% APR and enter to win one of five $100 gas cards. Visit any of our 15 convenient locations or apply online for a quick approval process. Hurry in and let CFirst fuel your next road trip, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is the annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. No purchase necessary. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
All right, we're back here at Rocket Field. Third inning, top of the third, and the Warriors come to bat. They'll send Wolf, Bartholomew, and Kuterman to the plate here. Rockets lead 1-0. On the mound for the Rockets is the junior, Christian Bambrook. He eyes the signal. Wind up, and here's the kick. Pitch is called a strike at the knees. And like I said earlier, the pitchers are not wasting a lot of time. They are throwing the ball hard. There's a chopper to third. It's over the third baseman and into left field. And we'll get a base hit. And the Warriors have their first runner of the evening. That'll bring up Bartholomew. He's batting 305. Let's see what the Warriors do. Bartholomew taking a look at the signs there down on the third base side with the coach. He's given them quite a few gestures. We'll see if anything happens. I don't know what kind of speed Wolf has, but they have the throwback over there to first base to keep him honest. Bambrook toes the rubber. Comes set. There's the kick. And up. Nice pitch. It's swung on and missed for strike one to Bartholomew, the senior. Rockets lead, 1-0, top of the third. Rocket defense looking for a double play ball, another throw over there to first base. Yeah, hate for the pitcher to start thinking too much about that runner, because then he loses his concentration coming to the mound, coming to the plate.
Yeah, Christian's done a good job.
There's another throw over there, He's done a very good job.
He's done a very good job so far of getting the ball and pitching it. Not taking much time out there. It seems to slow down a little bit.
Get a ground ball, double play right here. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. 1-1 moves the count. The Rockets are playing at double field depth. And you think back to that hit that, that was quite a hit. Up we go, playing first, and he is out at first. A nice play by Bambrook and Larkin to take away and erase the only runner that they had. What a big play by the Rocket defense. Now he can concentrate on this batter here. Throws it hard, and it's inside corner. Strike call. One ball and two strikes now on Bartholomew. He digs in, taps the plate with his bat. Here comes Bambrook. The pitch is outside. Ooh, he called him a strike, and he struck him out. I thought it was outside, but he rung him up for out number two, and just like that, two outs in the inning, and here comes Mitchell Countryman. Countryman batting 366. The senior, pretty good batting average. There's smack, and it's a base hit right up the middle. Good job by Countryman. He took that first pitch and sent it into the outfield, right past Bambrook's left shin.
I know it might be a good strategy for these pitchers not to throw the ball down the middle of the plate on the first pitch. That's why I'm taking a big whack at it.
All right, back up to the top of the order for Ty Smith. He last time flew out to the left fielder on his at-bat there. He's getting some signals from the coach. Two outs, Rockets lead, 1-0 here in the top of the third. All right, Bambrook takes a look at the sign from Roberts. Comes set, looks at the runner, fires outside for ball one. Interesting evening tonight for sure. The breeze isn't affecting us here behind the plate, but out in the outfield, it's swirling around a little bit. There's strike one, moves the count 1-1 with two outs.
Looks to me so far the home plate umpire has given the pitchers the outside corner pretty consistently tonight.
I agree. If you go both ways, that's not a problem. A throw over to first. Bambrook's trying to catch them all off guard over there. The second runner for the Warriors, the first one got picked off. All right, the 1-1 pitch. Bambrook comes set. Looks again. Delivers home. There's a run. A snap to third. It's in the hole. And Schwartz has hit. And there's an infield hit for Ty Smith. Moves the runner over to second. And the Warriors got something cooking here in the top of the third inning. Saunders is the play. 280 hitter. He's a freshman. Kind of a tough spot for him. District play. This is the first ball game, actually, for the tournament for Van Buren. They had a bye. They had a glossy 26-1 record they had 22 straight wins. Their lone loss was to Davis County. He squares to turn the bunt and pulls back. Ball one. The ball was high on that pitch from Bambrook. Interesting.
I don't think I'd really consider him a freshman right now. I've played a nice long season on a very good ball team.
And who knows? The kid could have been playing all year last year as an eighth grader. So he could be two full years for the kid. Taking another look down at third base, he is. Gets in there. Bambrook with the delivery outside. Ooh! They give him a strike. One ball and two strikes. And
I'm just going to say, wow.
I'm on the batter's side, and I cannot believe that ball was called to a strike on the right side of the plate. High on the next delivery, takes it 2-2. Rockets can touch on any base for an out, for a force. Warriors in an excellent position to tie this ball game up with one swing at a bat. Bambrook comes set, fires home. It's well hit into center field. Lane Wells is camped under it, and he makes the grab. No harm done. Rockets still lead 1-0. You're listening to KIC 96.7.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot, in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Back at Rocket Field at the bottom of the third inning. Here's Scott, the vacuum there at second base, is on at the dish. It'll be Scott, and then top of the order with Brett Roberts. Here's the first pitch by Tyler Scott, and it's called strike. So there's a little payback because that ball was on the outside as well. As long as you're consistent on both plays, I guess it's all right. Tanner Scott stands in there, and he slaps it to the right field. It's down, and he barrels over to first base, and Tanner Scott's on with a single. He slapped it into the right field. He went with that pitch. It was on the outside, and he spanked it to that direction.
He did a very nice job of going with that pitch. Like I said, ball's on the outside. It didn't swing real hard. It just kind of punched it out that way.
Now bring up Brett Roberts. Brett Roberts had that big single, and then he was able to score the lone run later on. He's at the plate now for his second at-bat. He squares the bunt, and it's foul ball. And Coach Aspen was wanting to move the runners. I was kind of surprised by that move. Brett's had an excellent year hitting the baseball. He's sitting at a .333 average with two homers and six doubles on the year. All right, let's see what happens here on the next pitch. One strike offering, pickoff attempt, no. Tanner Scott's back in time. His mom's going to have to shout it out tonight to get that dirt off of his uniform. Rockets lead 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the third inning here at Rocket Field, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont High School. Next pitch. He squares. And no bunt attempt. 1-1 goes the count. And once again, I'm just kind of puzzled. As good of a hitter as Brett is. Next offering is popped. Foul territory. Will it get down? A heck of a run by the third baseman, and it falls harmlessly to the ground. And Roberts will get another chance, but he sits now at 1-2.
A very nice attempt by that third baseman. He just turned his back, went straight over to where he thought the ball was going to land, and made a really good attempt at it.
All right. Here comes the Rockets. Blake Scott on the mound for the Warriors. Here comes the pitch. It's high, and he'll move the count to 2-2, no outs. Rockus, I'm sure, would like to get another run here. Tanner Scott at first base. There's a pitch coming, and it's hit, traveling to the third baseman. He juggles the ball, throws it to second, and it's out at second. So they get the force. The third baseman juggled it just a little bit, and he was able to get the lead runner, Tanner Scott. Tanner was barreling down on that second baseman, wasn't able to turn the double play. So with one out now, Trevor Schwartz comes to the plate, and Brett Roberts will sit at first base. First baseman is playing behind him. Now he comes up to the bag. Schwartz takes the strike. Not a very good swing at his. He had a sacrifice in the first inning. He was able to move Brett Roberts over to second, and now he sits with no balls, one strike. There's the next pitch. It must have been high. 1-1 goes the count with one out. It's kind of surprised the first baseman played behind him. Maybe that was a coy to see if Roberts would take a bigger lead, and then he'd swing in behind him. There's another strike on Schwartz. He watched that go by. He's sitting at 1-2 now. He's got to protect the plate. Schwartz, 20 strikeouts on the year. Needs to protect the plate here. Rockets with one out. Got a base runner. Slaps it to the first end and fair ball. Here in the right field line it goes. A bad hop. And everybody moves up. And Roberts is being waiting. Here comes the throw. And Roberts is going to score standing up. Ray Roberts with his second score of the night. And that ball took a wicked hop out there in the outfield. And we talked about that earlier in the game, Mike.
Yeah, we did. This ball's coming right at him. It just took a hop right up at his chest and just bounced right off his chest. It's a very hard attempt to try and do anything with that kind of a ball.
Schwartz was able to scamper to second, and that'll bring up Tyler Archer, the lefty. Schwartz on second base. There's a pitch. It's inside. Ball one. That wind is still blowing a little bit out to right field. He'd like to get one up into the airstream out there and send it to the people that are sitting down. There's a swing and a miss by Archer. He was heading for the fences on that one. 1-1 goes the count. Huge crowd once again here. They were willing to pay their money to see this game and the game before. There's a hit. Snap hit. It's in the hole. He's able to get a throw. It's not in time. It gets away from the first baseman. Schwartz is going to come in and score. And the Rockets take a 3-0 lead here in the bottom half of the third inning. Tyler Archer went to the other way. The shortstop was able to make a dive. His throw was in the dirt. The first baseman couldn't handle it, and it went to the fence. And Schwartz was able to scamper home from second base.
I think Tyler was really hustling on that play. I think he was going to beat that ball out. The shortstop had to really go to his right, deep into the hole to get that ball. He made an awesome attempt just to get the ball knocked down.
Of course, Tyler Archer, no slouch to being an athlete, heck of a football player, heck of a wrestler, made it to state, won a match up there on the wrestling match. That was quite an accomplishment for a kid who didn't take up wrestling until his freshman year, per se. He was a basketballer, but he saw the writing on the wall, and he had more success that way. Bambrook with a soft little hit to the third baseman, but he boots it, and all the runners are safe. Tyler Archer is safe at second. Bambrook is safe at first, and now bring up Craig Larkin. And the Rockets have got something else cooking here with one out. 3-0 lead already here in the third inning. And going to call timeout here. The Warriors coach is going to go out and talk to his ace, Blake Scott, to kind of settle him down a little bit here. Rockets can do some damage here, Mike, but they need to get the ball in play.
Yeah, they do. They just keep putting the ball in play and see what happens. I mean, if Van Buren's had a couple tough breaks, ball hit out to the outfield, took a bad hop, and the ball hit to third baseman just now, it kind of took a little bit of a hop, bad hop for him. No, we just got to take advantage of those things that happen in our favor.
Those are like Christmas gifts. You got to say, hey, thank you very much, and take advantage of them. And Craig Larkin, the senior out of Chillicothe, is up there now. Craig's had some good at-bats on the year, and during his career, he's seen a lot of baseball. He's played on AAU teams, and he's seen a lot of pitches in his life. So let's see how this goes here. Bambrook is... There's a pitch up
in the small way in the outfield. And here comes the throw. Tyler Archer sliding, and he is safe at third. A heck of a throw from the center fielder. Tyler Archer went head first into third base, and he was safe on the throw.
That's a very, very close play at third base. That was a bang-bang play.
That ball was right on the base, and Tyler was able to get in under the tag. Bambrook is on at first base. He didn't move. He didn't move an inch, and the runners move up 90 feet here for Craig Larkin. Tyler Archer on third base, and that is a strike one call on that first pitch. Bambrook on first. He didn't want to take a chance of getting thrown out. Hard hit up the middle. There's one thrown over to first and safe. And here comes a run for Tyler Archer. The Rockets lead 4-0 as the Warriors were unable to pull off that double play. And Jacob Lane will come in to hit now. Bambrook is erased at the second base. Once again, a sharp hit ball by the Rockets. Jacob Lane, first pitch in, and it's smoked out the left field. His first pitch, and right to the left fielder, and that'll do it for the Rockets. But they score another run, and they lead 4-0 after three. You're listening to Kane, IIC 96.7.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Field where the Rockets scored three times in the bottom of the third inning to forge ahead 4-0 over Van Buren, Keosauqua. The Warriors come to bat now at the top of the fourth, and they will send Blake Scott up to the plate. Scott, Weaver, and Giberson. Blake Scott last time grounded out to the second baseman. He's a left-handed hitter on the year. He's hitting .468. Once again, 41 RBIs for Scott. Bambrick on the mound for the Rockets. He deals, wheels, pitches, and it's a little inside. Ball one. Blake Scott, he's got quite a frame on him. He's got a tall, tall frame. Got a good-looking swing for left-handed side. Swing and a miss for strike one. You're listening to KIIC 96.7 out of Albia, and we are pleased to be bringing you Rocket Baseball here tonight in district competition. Rockets advanced by beating Albia 4-0 last week to get to this game, and Van Buren had a bye, so this is basically their first tournament game, and they might have a little bit of jitters, who knows. Amber fires, and a shot foul. And now run the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Blake had a good rip on that one, and he sent it down the right side there. Just foul past the first base bag.
Yeah, that would have been big trouble for us. That would have stayed fair.
Next pitch, and he also hits it down the third base side. First base coach snags it, fires it into Bambrook. He says, you keep using this ball. All right, 3-2. The count is full. Bambrick certainly doesn't want to walk the leadoff hitter. Here comes the pitch. And it's tapped to first baseman in fair territory. Larkin takes itself and eats out. Blake Scott grounds out to Larkin unassisted for out number one, and that'll bring up Weaver. Weaver, first time up, hit it to the third baseman, Wursta, and ground out there. Weaver hitting .337 on the year. and that wind seems to be calming down a little bit. Of course, the sun's going down, too, and that means it's going to get a little cooler here. And who would have thought that we'd be worried about cool temperatures after last week?
Yeah, I'm glad we only had that one tournament game last Saturday. That was a really nice, warm ball game.
All right. The count's 1-1 here on Weaver. He fouled off that last pitch. And we've got a little competition tonight, Mike. You probably already know that. The Major League All-Star Game is going on in Kansas City, Missouri. I watched the home run derby last night. Wow. There was some mammoth shots last night. Old Prince Fielder got on a roll there in the finals. There's a tapper to the third baseman. Wurst has got a charge. He fires to first base, and he throws it away. It goes to the fence, and Weaver's on his horse to second. And there, the Warriors have some cooking with one out. Nick Giberson is going to come to play. Giberson last time struck out in the second inning. Let's see what Bambra can do with one out with a guy on second. All right, Van Buren, I'm sure they'd like to do a little hit and run or something. Maybe trying to get that runner over to third base. Here comes the pitch. Steve Wright call.
Beautiful breaking ball.
Giberson had the knees buckled a little bit, and he watched that puppy go in for a strike. Next pitch on the way. It's hit. Scotty up into the air, into the left field. Corey Archer is camped underneath of it and makes the catch for out number two. Good job by Corey Archer to track down that fly ball. It was hit a mile in the air. He was able to camp under it. Wind didn't play any problem with that puppy.
Now, take a look at the flag out in center field by the scoreboard. It's hanging pretty much limp right now. A little bit of movement to it. Not very much.
Robbie Laughlin steps in. Robbie hit into a ground play to third base last time up. First pitch to him. It swung on, pops up into the infield. Schwartz is calling for it, and he makes the grab. Good job by the Rockets. They erase that base runner. And at the bottom of the fourth we go. Rockets lead 4-0. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We are Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, back to Rocket Field. I'm Pat Powers. Alongside me is Mike Lane. Give me the sidekick here. And the bottom three for the Rockets, that would be Lane Wells, Chance Wilson, and Tanner Scott. We've got a new pitcher in the ballgame for the Van Buren Warriors, Garrett Saunders. Garrett Saunders, the freshman, he's got a 4-0 record, a .59 ERA is this freshman. Scott and him switch spots. So Scott moves to the shortstop area, and Saunders moves to the hill. His first pitch into Lane Wells is inside for a ball. And there's a well-hit ball by Lane Wells. Mark, get inside of here! Lane Wells with a solo round tipper for the Rockets. And they will move the score to 5-0. Lane Wells, what a nice swing on that ball right there.
That was just picture perfect. He's taking a nice fastball, a little bit inside on it, just pulled it right over the fence, right out to left field.
And there went that .59 ERA out the window. I'm sure that he didn't expect that from the number seven hitter in the lineup, Lane Wells. That moves his home run total to 3 on the year and puts Chance Wirsta at the dish. Saunders pitched now outside for the freshman. Saunders, like I said, 4-0 on the year, 12 base on balls, 20 walks. Next pitch is low, 2-0 for Wirsta. Wirsta, first time up, he was flying out to the first baseman who made a nice play in the foul territory, so we'll see what Chance does here. There's a wild pitch and moves the count to 3-0. You don't think that home run shook him up, do you?
I don't know. He's really struggling right now. He just needs to get his composure and he'll be
fine. All right, let's see what happens on this 3-0 pitch. If Saunders can bring it, you know Chance is going to take it. And there's a strike call right down the middle. So Saunders got a little game in him. He was able to bring that pitch there on 3-0. Here's a windup, and it's fouled back by Wirsta. And now that'll make it full count 3-2 to the sophomore, Chance Wirsta. Chance is probably getting a little antsy to play football, you think? Football workouts have started at camp, you know. And there's another foul ball. Chance is just getting under it just a little bit, and he's moving it right back. Fouling it right back, and if he ever gets on that thing, he'll go to straight center field. All right, Wirst is ready for the full count. There's a pitch. It's inside, and he gets a walk. Chance walks on a full count, and that'll be a base runner. No outs. Tanner Scott, first time up. Tanner poked that ball over into right field, remember? And he was able to move the base runner over. Good job by him there in the third inning. First pitch, strike call to Tanner Scott. Tanner Scott, senior, he's played a lot of ball too. He's been on all-star teams in Little League and Babe Ruth. He's done a great job at second base all of his career. Next pitch is in the dirt, nicely blocked by Weaver. Is that Bartholomew for the Warriors? Yeah, Bartholomew, excuse me, behind the plate. He had a nice block there. Might have caught him a little bit. Umpire giving him a little time. He brushes the plate off and gets it clean. 5-0, Rockets lead here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Pickoff attempt, no good. Chance Wirsta is able to get back standing up. On the hill for the Warriors, the freshman, Garrett Saunders. Tyler Scott got knocked out after 4 runs by the Rockets in the third inning. 1-2 goes the count. Tanner Scott's got to protect the plate. Worst on first, no outs. Weaver checks the sign and checks the runner. Kicks, fires, curveball strike, and Tanner Scott is out looking for out number one.
Hey, boys, we're really going to have to watch that outside corner. These umpires did a very good job of keeping everything consistent both ways, on that outside corner both ways. We just need to be ready for it.
Yep, Tanner kind of gave up on it. Ooh, ripped by Brett Roberts, and it's just foul, and that ball went all the way to the corner, and that thing just scooted on that burnt grass like there's none other. He got around on that pitch.
Yes, he did.
Now he's in a hole, 0-2. Runner on first base is Wirsta. Weaver takes a look at the sign, kicks and throws. Low. Ball 1. 1-1 is the count, 1 out. And like I said earlier, the crowd has not dissipated at all. Huge crowd. 3 or 4 deep down the first base line. 3 or 4 deep right here on the third base side as well for Van Buren. They've made the trip to Eddyville in a large number of fans, for sure.
Still have a lot of folks in Davis County still here. The baseball team is still here also watching this game.
Oh, tried to hit and run there. And I'm not sure what happened. There was a strike. I thought that he turned to bunt and the ball got away from Countryman. Worcester was able to scamper down to second. 1-2 is the count. I don't know why you'd have Brett Roberts bunt, but he's turned a couple times now. Outside goes that pitch, and it's 2-2. 2-2 on Roberts, one out, man on second, scoring position. Brett Roberts strokes a double here. We're going to have another run. All right. Here's the pitch. Well hit in the center field, and the center field is able to camp under it for out number two. Roberts flies out to center, and they'll bring up Schwartz, the sophomore. His sophomore classmate is sitting on second base and Chance Worcester. 5-0, Rockets lead here in the bottom half of the fourth inning of a seven-inning regular seven-inning game. First pitch to Schwartz. That ball didn't break at all, and it was headed for his head. Schwartz had to bail out a little bit, so it didn't get clunked. Take one for the team there, Schwartz.
All right. I don't know if I'd want to get hit in the head or not.
He's got a helmet on. Next pitch, right down central, strike one. 1-1 the count, two outs. You know Worcester's going to be on his horse at the contact. All right, Schwartzy, here we go. 1-1. Here comes a pitch, and it's swung on. That was ball number two. He pops it out of play, and it goes, not sure if it made the roof of the school or not. We're here at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont High, the Rockets, with a 5-0 lead. Next pitch, strike out, and the Rockets go down, but not before scoring another run, and the Rockets lead 5-0. We'll send it back to the station. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Hey, corn farmers. The 2012 crop is off to a good start, and now is the time to line up your summer airplane fungicide application from Quality Ag Service. Call John Boland, Todd Ryan, or Joe Sinclair at 932-2637, or stop by on the new old Highway 34 west of Albia to get your fungicide application scheduled. Quality Ag Service wants to help you maximize a great corn crop in 2012, and thanks you for your business.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
We are back here at Eddyville, where Brett Roberts just about took off his teammate's head on the throw down to second base. And PA man Ted Glenn playing favorites of the 70s and 80s during breaks in the inning. We're at the top of the fifth. Rockets lead 5-0, and the Warriors will bring Wolf to the plate. Bartholomew and Countryman, 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the lineup for the Warriors. First pitch from Bambrook, swing and a miss by Wolf. First time up, he was able to get a single, and then he was erased on the pickoff. So he hasn't been on the base pass very much tonight. All right, 1-1 goes the count as Bambrook was outside on that pitch. All right, here comes a 1-1 outside as well, and Bambrook getting out of his groove just a skosh. The Warriors are starting to get a little chatter going over here. There's a pitch inside and moves it to 3-1. 3-1 goes the count here. You don't want to walk that lead batter. The lead batter is very important from a defensive standpoint. There's a pitch outside, and you walk him. Don't want to see that. You want to keep those walks at a minimum.
I think maybe he just wants to try to pick him off again.
I would suspect that Wolf would stay a little closer to the bag this time. All right. In steps Bartholomew. On the year, he's batting a 305. First pitch to him is low and outside. And you don't want to think that Bambrook's running out of gas, but he hasn't shown the spark and fire that he had earlier in the ballgame.
Yeah. He's throwing just a bit right now, but it just take maybe just a little bit longer between pitches and just take his time. I think he'll be okay.
All right. 1-1 goes to count. Pickoff attempt, no. Wolf is over there standing up this time. He is paying attention. Paying attention. All right. Did you see Jose Reyes get picked off over there at St. Louis? He was leaning the wrong way. There's the foul ball in foul territory. Wurst coming over. He makes the grab. Chance Wurst in foul territory is able to snag that ball from Bartholomew. What a great job by Chance. He was able to run over to the dugout, locate the dugout by looking, and then he looked back up at the ball, and he made the adjustment and made the catch.
Very nice, Tommy. Like I said before, like third baseman for Van Buren did earlier on that fly ball, he was trying to get. Just went to a spot where he thought the ball was going to go. Like I said, located the dugout, knew where he was at, made a nice catch.
First pitch to Countryman is a, ball, another pickoff attempt, and he's safe. 1-1 goes the count. Countryman on the year, batting 366. He's a senior. He's seen quite a bit of baseball in his life, I'm sure. Well hit, and it's going to be foul. He got around on that baby, and he drilled it into the left, but foul. Bambrick bringing the height up just a little bit on those pitches.
Yeah,
1-1 goes the count.
Nice team keeps the ball down.
2-1 goes the count. Nice stop by Brett Roberts there. He's been a wall. His fielding percentage has been phenomenal. 993. That's a well-hit ball in the left center field. If it's down, it's trouble. It hits. It goes to the wall. There comes the relay to Schwartz. He's going to run it again. And the Warriors have something cooking with a double by their ninth place hitter. And that moves the runner, Wolf, over to third base. And here comes the starting order. And you just kind of wonder if, with one out, if Bambrook's ran out of gas a little bit. Let's see what happens here. Double play gets you out of the inning.
Yeah, it's going to have to be not quite the normal type of double play, but let's see what happens here.
Ty Smith takes the first pitch strike. This is his third time up. He flew out to left field, and he's got a single to his credit tonight. Next pitch to him is outside. 1-1 goes the count. 5-0, Rockets lead, but the Warriors are threatening in the top of the fifth inning here at Rocket Field. Bambrook. Oh, a hot pass to third baseman. That'll score one run. And the coach holds up the runners. Runners on the quarters. And the Warriors are on the board with their first run of the ball game. And that kid started out with a walk. Came back to bite you. That walk always gets you. Now, that brings in Garrett Saunders, the freshman, batting 280. And with one out, runners on the corners, what do you think is going to happen here, Mike? How's the Warriors going to play it?
I don't know. I have a feeling they're going to kind of keep it close to the vest here. They're still down by four runs. You don't want somebody to get thrown out at second base.
Double play will end this threat, but let's see if the Rocket defense can execute playing defense. All right. Bambrook on the mound in the fifth inning with one out. Warriors a fat. There's another pickoff attempt, and he's safe. His mom's going to have to shout him out because he got dirty there on that slide back. Head coach down on the third base line giving those signals. Here comes another pickoff attempt.
He was kind of leaning that way. He's leaning towards second base on that pitch.
Okay. All right. Bambrook. Toes the rubber. Checks the sign from Roberts. Here comes Saunders. Pitch. He's going. He throws it to the pitcher, and the stolen base is successful, and they get out of the double play situation just like that. All right. Next pitch by Bambrook is low in the dirt, and he definitely hasn't had his groove like he had in the first few innings. Coach Rod Ashman is going to go out in the middle of the count. Two balls and no strikes. Probably a good move by Ashman here to settle him down and see what's happening.
Yeah, it's a good idea for Coach Askin to go out there and just talk to him, you know. I've never been out there pitching in high school ball, so you never know what they're really talking about.
I know they're not going to talk about going to Forge later on to have a late supper. He wants to see if he's got any gas in him to see if he can get this out here. At the plate is that freshman Saunders at a 280 average. Rockets lead 5-1, but the Warriors are in second and third here, and we're in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, they've just got one out, too, so a lot can happen yet this inning. The Rockets need to buckle down here and get their second out and hopefully hold them at second and third.
All right. We're just about ready to play. Roberts puts his mask back on. Vanbrook toes the rubber and checks the sign. Saunders at the dish. There's a pitch. Right call, and that'll move the count to 2-1. All right, let's see if he can do a 3. Saunders, you know, had orders to there's a chopper to Worsta. He gets it. There's the first, and pounces, and he picks it off. Click on safe. Saunders beat that throw out. The throw from Worsta was in the dirt. Larkin was able to pull it out of there, but the speed of Saunders was able to make him safe. The runners stay at third, and that will bring in Blake Scott. And with one swing of the bat here, we could have a tie ball game. Blake Scott on the year with 41 RBIs. See what Coach Ashman has.
I don't know. It could have went either way. I mean,
all right. From the windup, there's the first pitch outside to Blake Scott.
I couldn't see from the ball.
One out. Here's the next pitch by Vanbrook, and there's a strike, 1-1. 5-1, Rockets lead here at the top of the fifth inning, but they are deep in trouble with the bases loaded. Pitch inside, and it almost hits Scott. He is able to get out of the way.
I don't know. He's tiptoeing around that pitch. He's going right for his leg.
He needed to take one for the team, so the Warriors would have scored a run. Next pitch by Vanbrook outside to the lefty and moves the count to 3-1. 3-1. Vanbrook with his back up against the wall here. Let's see what happens. Next pitch underway. And it's a walk. Blake Scott picks up RBI number 42 on the year. And the Warrior fans are getting a little excited about what's going on here with one out. Bases are loaded for the Warriors. Number 12, Colin Weaver, is at the plate. He's a senior, batting 337. A lot of damage can be done. Rockets can put out a fire with an out. A well hit, and it's foul. He cranked on that baby, and it was foul by a long ways. But he got around on that pitch really, really quick.
And Christian needs to do a little bit of adjusting here. They're really starting to nail that fastball he's throwing to me. He's going to get a little bit more breaking stuff, maybe move it in and out a little bit, maybe change speed.
Swing and miss, and 0-2. That was a nice pitch by Vanbrook, and Weaver's in the hole, 0-2. One out here, bases loaded for the Warriors. There's the next pitch. Did he go? And... okay, they appealed. They thought he went around, but he did not break, according to the umpire. But the umpire's passed the pitcher out there on the field. So ball goes count 1-2 on the next batter. And there's a swing and miss. Nice pitch by Vanbrook, and that helps a lot to get the second out. Nick Giberson at the plate, and the bases are still loaded. Vanbrook's not out of the woods yet. He's got to bring it here. Here's a windup and a pitch. Steer right down central, and I think Giberson was taken all the way to see if Vanbrook still got it. A 431 hitter. Next pitch. It's outside. Fastball. Here comes the runner. He's going to score easily. And the Warriors have cut the lead 5-3 on that pass ball. Or wild pitch. Wild pitch.
That was kind of hard in the dirt.
Bambrick now will go from the windup. One and one is the count. Next pitch. Oh, almost hit him. It did hit him. And that will load the bases for the Warriors. And Coach Ashman is finally coming out. I think he's seen enough. He's called to his face, Craig Larkin. And Larkin gets his other glove, and Bambrook is going off of the mound. Upset, to say the least. They have 5-0 lead, and now it's shrunk to 5-3 with the bases loaded. He's responsible for all of those runners here, and Craig Larkin will warm up now here in the fifth inning. Let's keep it right here on KIIC 96.7 from Rocket Field. Larkin will be warming up, the senior from Chillicothe, Iowa. Larkin on the year has a 5-3 record. His ERA is a .63 for the senior, and he's headed to Iowa Western Community College where he's going to be playing baseball. He's got 14 walks on the year, and he's got 102 strikeouts. Yes, you've heard me right, 102 strikeouts. And Mike Lane, you know that Craig's been in pressure situations before.
Yeah, Craig started his career here at Eddyville High School as an incoming eighth grader, and came on the scene and just did a magnificent job for the Rockets. He had an amazing breaking ball when he first started. He changed his speed so well when he first came up to the high school team, and just did an outstanding job for the Rockets.
Earlier in the game, I stated that he was on the AAU team, and that AAU team played out in Washington State. They saw several different teams out there. Of course, that was made up of area players. The Martian kid out of Davis County, Matthews kid out of Davis County, and those guys had a blast out west and play well, had fun, and that's the main thing when you're playing high school ball is to have fun. And now he's going to be put into a stop to be a stopper here in this district game. The winner will take on Davis County Saturday night right here at Rocket Field. And so number 5 will step in. That's Robbie Laughlin. Laughlin on the night grounded out to the third baseman, and he flew out to the shortstop. First pitch from Larkin is strike called. Laughlin takes all the way on the pitch. The bases are loaded. Nowhere else to put him. Larkin's got to bear down. Next pitch is swung on, and it's tapped to the shortstop. Schwartz charges, fires to first, and they got him in time. And the Rockets only 5-3, but the Warriors made some noise with 3 runs there in the fifth inning. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community first. Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community first. Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member owned, and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting a community first.
Community first. Credit Union.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
We're back here at Rocket Field. Tyler Archer, the designated hitter, will come to the plate. He has had a double tonight and a single and a run scored. After him will be Bambrook and then Craig Larkin. And the Rockets have got to dodge a bullet here. They had a 5-0 lead. It's been sliced to 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. 5-3, Rockets lead. And the second inning will work for the freshman. And he's got that breaking ball going tonight, and kids are they think they're going to give it up on him, and he's able to sneak that in. Next pitch is swung on, and it's fouled back, and Archer is quickly in the hole, 0-2.
Be real nice here for the Rockies to come back and at least get one run back here, just to put the pressure back on Van Buren.
You're always looking for insurance runs there. Coach Ashman last inning had to pull the plug on Pembroke and bring in his ace. Outside pitch there by Weaver. One-two pitch is low. Moves the count to 2-2. Garrett Saunders on the mound. For the Warriors at the dish is Tyler Archer. Tyler has had a decent career. He holds the home run record here at Eddyville Blakesburg High School. There's a pitch swung on and fouled back. And it keeps the count at 2-2. Archer would like to get one up a little bit that he can hit. That was a little outside of his zone, but with two strikes, he had to protect the plate.
Yeah, I don't want to take a chance here. Garrett has a really nice breaking ball going right now for him. We just got to stay on top of it.
Saunders with an inside pitch, full count. Archer, after being down 0-2, has worked the count full. This will be a big at-bat for the Rockets, like you said, Mike. Wanted to get that run back, see what happens here with the first batter. Outside, and Tyler Archer has received a walk to first base. That'll bring up Bambrook. Bambrook on the ninth had a ground out, and then he reached on an error in the third inning, and now he comes up here in the fifth. No outs. Tyler Archer on first base. So Saunders takes a look over at him, and he throws over, actually just stepped off the mound there. Archer goes back to first.
Big thing for Christian right here is just forget what happened last inning when he was on the mound. Just go up there.
He hits it to the third baseman. He fires across the diamond, and no play at second. And Tyler Archer will move over. Bambrook grounds out to the third baseman. Laughlin was able to make that play. Craig Larkin is able to step in now with one out. Runner in scoring position there at the second base, Tyler Archer. Let's see what happens. They play him to pull. Pitch inside. Almost hit him. Saunders. You wonder how many lefties he's seen in his life. He walked Tyler Archer earlier, and now he's got a lefty now with Larkin. There's a pitch, and he swung on. It's hit. Softy into the field, and Tyler Archer able to move over to third base. And runners on the corners now for Jacob Lane. Ashman's going to have a courtesy runner. Courtesy runner for Larkin is going to be Roberts. Ben Roberts for the Rockets. He's got some speed to him. Let's see what happens here. Jacob Lane at the dish. Jacob Lane on the year is batting .329. For the Rockets. See what he does here. Here comes the pitch. Hit on. He swung at the first pitch last time, and he's flown out twice to the left fielder. I'm sure he would love to redeem himself here with a man 90 feet away.
Yeah, base hit would be really nice right now. Get that run, one of those runs back, and get the confidence up for our boys again.
Yeah, no kidding. One out. 5-3, Rockets lead over the Warriors. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runners on the corners. Here comes the pitch. Low. Oh, calls him a strike, and Jacob is down 0-2 to the freshman, Saunders. All right. Here comes a big pitch. He's got to protect the plate. Pitch on the way. Swung on, foul ball, out of play, and we'll do it again. He hung tough there, Jacob did. Runners on the corners here. Ashman giving some signs. Pointing to his eyes a bunch of times, I'm saying, and I think he says, be watching the ball and be ready. Head on it. Here we go. Here comes the pitch. Decides. Gets it hard, and it's lined out to the shortstop. Jacob has pulled the ball tonight, but he's pulled it to the left side. It's been in the air all three times to record outs, and now bring up Lane Wells, who had a solo homer. Who would have thought that that solo homer would be as big as it was? That gave a lead to the Rockets of 4-0. They scored another one to make it 5, but now the Warriors have come back. They're 5-3. They're only down 5-3. A big hit here by Lane Wells will help the cause for the Rockets. Coach Ashman giving some signs down there on the third base side. 1-0 is the count. Two outs. You know that the Rocket runners will be running. They'll be on their horse here. Here comes the pitch. It's swung on, gets to center field, and he charges in and makes the catch. So the Warriors hold the Rockets off the scoreboard. Rockets still lead after 5-3. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Pat Powers back here at Rocket Field, where we're moving into the top half of the sixth inning, and Rockets lead 5-3. They've got some work to do here, and up to the plate comes Jacob Wolf. Jacob Wolf, the designated hitter. He's scored once, had a base on balls, and he's had a single, so he's had a pretty good night. First pitch, swing and a miss from Larkin, and the Rocket hurler, the ace of the staff, he needs to bring his A game right here.
Now we need to shut him down this inning and not give him a whole lot of hope to come back against him.
That was a hard foul right back here to the screen. Reverberated on the table. Strike two, and Jacob Wolf is in the hole. Next pitch from Larkin on the way. Nice pitch, and it's hit foul down the first base side. Took a little off that pitch there as we approached the 9 o'clock hour. I'm trying to get the All-Star game. We'll try that website here, see how that's going on. They ought to be about midway. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and Larkin gets another strikeout to add to his total. Well, for some unknown reason, I'm not getting the All-Star game. You would have thought that they'd have that up there on their website on MLB.com, but it's not happening. I don't have time for that. We got a ball game right here. Rockets lead 5-3 in the top half of the sixth inning, and the Warriors are facing Craig Larkin, the senior out of Chillicothe, with one out, one strike on the batter. Pitches a little outside, 1-1 goes the count. Bartholomew on the night struck out looking, and he flew out to the third baseman. And there's a pitch that's called strike. It looked like it was on the outside corner again, and he's down 1-2 on the count.
I think that black stripe on the plate must be a little wide tonight.
Well, it might have been painted a little earlier in the day. That's a very good possibility. Next pitch. He brings him up. Strikeout. And two more down for the Warriors here in the top half of the sixth inning. Bartholomew. And that's the second time tonight he's been caught looking on strikeouts. That'll bring up Mitchell, Countryman. And Countryman had a single and a double. And he scored a run earlier tonight. So Countryman at the plate. He's done pretty good for being at the bottom of the order. First pitch to him is low. Larkin's working with two outs now here in the sixth inning. Count, one ball, no strikes. Takes a look at the catcher, Roberts. Deals and wheels. It's to Wirsta. Nice hop to him. Wirsta fires. It's in the dirt. And nice pick out of the dirt by Vanderbrook. And he is out. And the Rockets are coming up to hit. Three up, three down for the Warriors. Rockets lead 5-3. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check. Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com, powered by green, driven by values.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Back here at Rocket Field where the Rockets lead 5-3, bottom of the sixth inning. Chance Wirsta comes to the plate. He has blown out to the first baseman and had a walk earlier in the fourth inning. And now he comes to bat here in the sixth inning. Rockets lead 5-3. Here's the first pitch to him. It sneaks in there for a curveball, and this freshman has got a pretty decent pitch with that off-speed. National League is up 8-0 in the sixth inning, I've been told by our board operator, Scotty, back at the switch, and thank you for that information. Next pitch to Wirsta is in the dirt, and count runs the count 2-1.
It's kind of nice to know what that score is, but this game... A little bit more important.
A little bit more important for sure for the locals. And we're having fun doing it, bringing it to you live on KIIC. Next pitch is outside. Wirsta, 3-1 now. It goes the count on Wirsta.
And I'm hearing that All-Star game that all the Cardinal players are probably the ones hitting all the home runs and driving in all the runs.
There's a tap foul down the third base line. Wirsta didn't even leave the box. I guess he felt that it was going to bounce to the foul side anyway. So he's got the count full here. No outs. He's the first batter here in the sixth inning. 5-3. Rockets with the lead. Here comes the pitch. And he swung on. Foul. He just got a piece of it. The catcher couldn't hold on to it. And he gets new life. Chance Wirsta, the sophomore, right here in Eddyville, Iowa, at the dish. Getting ready for football season, I'm sure. Next pitch to him. He's swinging a miss. He strikes out. Nice pitch by Saunders there to ring up the first out. Tanner Scott comes to the plate. The vacuum there at second base. He's got a single back in the first inning, and then he had a strikeout in the fourth inning. All right, Tanner Scott. Senior. Pitch by Saunders and swung on foul down the third base side. Tanner had a pretty good rip at it. If he gets a pitch that's outside, you can bet your bottom dollar he's going to push that to the right side of the field.
That's what he did his first time up. He had a nice little hit out that way.
Low goes to count. Tanner Scott, another fine athlete, played football all 4 years. Loved playing defense. Every once in a while, they give him the ball in the inside handoff, and there's a hit to left field. It's going to drop, and it takes a wacky bounce, and Tanner Scott's got a single here in the top of the, excuse me, bottom half of the sixth inning with one out. Brett Roberts comes to the plate. I'll be surprised if he turns and bunts. Brett Roberts, a pretty fine night, got a single, got a, another fielder's, reached on a fielder's choice, then he flew out to the center field. Two scoring, he scored twice this evening, but Tanner Scott on first base. He does not turn. The ball is outside for ball one. See what Coach Ashman does here. I'm sure that he'd like to get a couple more runs to give a little more breathing room to the Rockets. Pitch out over to Scott. He's back in time over there in first base. Colin Weaver snags that from Saunders. Roberts steps back in, swings a couple of times in practice. Here comes the pitch, and it's low. Nice block there by Bartholomew, the catcher. He's been a wall tonight, too. He hasn't let anything get past him tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and I don't think he's let anything get by him tonight. He's done an excellent job back there.
All right, here comes the next pitch, and it's low as well. The count runs, three balls, no strikes to Roberts, and let's see what Coach Ashman does here with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Rockets lead 5-3. Brett Roberts at the dish. Here comes the pitch. Tanner Scott runs. It's a stolen base on his part, and there's a strike on Roberts. He didn't even swing, so the count will run 3-2, but Tanner Scott is in scoring position. Excuse me, 3-1, and Tanner Scott is in scoring position now at second base. Brett Roberts, 3-1 count. He chops it to the third baseman. He dives and makes a stab. He tries to throw, but no. A nice infield hit by Brett Roberts, and he's got a three-hit night. Tanner Scott stays at second like he should have. Excellent job by the third baseman, Nick Giberson.
This is what high school baseball and tournament play is all about. That young man, so far, reached as far as he could to get that ball, made an excellent, excellent stop. That's what you like seeing.
Oh, they definitely know how to play defensive ball, that's for sure. Nice job by him. And that'll bring in Trevor Schwartz. Schwartzy on the night had a sacrifice, a single, and a strikeout at his last at-bat in the fourth inning. And now he's got runners on first and second. High pitch, and he's looking at 2-0, one out here in the sixth inning. Schwartz, he needs to put the bat on the ball and get that ball out of the end zone. The infield there.
Wrong sport.
It'll come. And now we got time. Van Buren, coach, calls time, and we're going to have a meeting on the mound there, Mike.
Not too bad of a time. Give the pitcher a little bit of a break here and go out, settling down a little bit. See what kind of strategy Coach wants to put on here.
Well, Schwartz has had difficulty getting the ball in place. What, 230 for the year? Got a 230 batting average?
225.
So he's had some struggles there in the second hole getting base hits. I don't know. I hate to put the bun on, but let's see what happens. He takes that next pitch inside and moves to 3-0. No play on that time. Ashman flashes a few signals. Let's see what happens. Tanner Scott on second. Next pitch is a free walk. Tanner Scott will move to third. Brett Roberts moves to second, and Schwartzy walks to first base, and that'll bring up Tyler Archer. Archer, the leading home run person here at Eddyville Blakesburg. He's had a double, a single, and a base on balls. He scored one time tonight, and let's see what happens here. The senior out of Fremont, Iowa, looks at the first pitch, and it's past the first baseman, and one run will score. Here comes another. Brett Roberts is on his horse, and he'll score again, and the Rockets put two on the board with that smash by Tyler Archer past the first baseman. Good job, and the lead goes to 7-3 here at Rocket Field in the sixth inning.
has a nice hard hit by Tyler. Just went off the first baseman's glove as he's trying to reach to his right to get it.
He smoked that thing. Now bring up Bambrook to the plate. Schwartz at second, and he danced around enough out there that the pitcher off his mound. He might be doing that on purpose to break his concentration. Saunders is the freshman, and he throws a ball in the dirt. 7-3. Rockets scored a couple of runs there. That was huge there. Tanner Scott was able to come in after he had singled and stolen, and Brett Roberts came in after his signal as well. Infield hit, that was. All right, here comes the pitch, the 1-0 offering. Swung on and hit to the shortstop. There's one out at second. Throws over to first for two, and the Warriors pull off a double play, but not before the Rockets score a couple more. Rockets lead 7-3. We're done with six innings here at Rocket Field. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600. Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less, you deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
We are back here at Rocket Field, half hours long with Mike Lane, and we have seen a dandy here. It's not over yet, but the Warriors are coming to bat here in the top half of the seventh. They are down 7-3, and they bring up the top of the order to you. Smith, Garrett Saunders, and Blake Scott for the Warriors. All right. Rocket ace, Larkin on the mound, takes his first pitch, low, ball one. Start of the seventh, Rockets lead 7-3. They were able to score a couple runs there at the last half of the sixth inning to push that lead back up to four. There's a swing and a miss by Ty Smith, even the count, 1-1. Craig Larkin on the mound, headed to Southwest Community College there, Creston, to play baseball. And there's a swing and a miss. He was flotting at flies over there. Oh, Iowa Western, that's right. Iowa Western is the name of it there over in Creston. 1-2 is the count. Here comes a windup in the pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back here. He's still got life. Larkin eyes the sign from Roberts. Here's the kick and the delivery. Swing and a miss, struck him out on an off-speed pitch. Craig Larkin with another strikeout. That moves his total to 104, I believe, on the season. Garrett Saunders, the freshman, finishing up here on the mound for the Warriors. Saunders has grounded out, flew out, and had a single his last time up. Pitched by Larkin is outside for a ball. 1-0 goes the count.
Like everybody's sticking around for the end of this game. I haven't seen anybody leaving.
You bet. Get their money's worth. They're swung on, foul back here to the net. Moves the count to 1-1. One down here at the top of the seventh. Rockets lead 7-3. Craig Larkin on the bump for the Rockets. He's the kick, and the delivery is hit in the center field. Coming on to make the play is Lane Wells. He cannot make the play, but the ball stays in front of him, and a single by Saunders keeps the Warriors' hopes alive. And here comes their big hitter, Blake Scott. Scott grounded out in the first inning, grounded out later on, and then received a walk. And Rockets aren't out of the woods yet. However, double play ends the game. Larkin takes a peek at the runner, Saunders. There's the kick. Delivery. Steve Reich on the inside corner to Blake Scott. Larkin working quickly. Takes the sign from Roberts. Here comes the pitch. Same pitch, a little bit lower. 1-1 goes the count. He had good placement on that one.
Yes, he did.
Saunders on first for the Warriors. Here comes the pitch. Strike on the outside corner to make it 1-2. Scott's got his back to the wall here. Craig Larkin on the mound. What do you think he's going to bring, Coach?
I'm looking for a nice hard fastball here.
Here comes the Larkin. The kick. Off-speed pitch. Just missed.
That's why I don't coach.
Just missed on the off-speed pitch. I'll give you a break on that one. I would have gone with a high heater. 2-2 goes the count. One out. Saunders the runner over on first base. Larkin, pickoff throw, not in time. Saunders is back. And Larkin will reload. He'll toe the rubber. He's about in the middle of the rubber there. Comes set. Pitch. Strike. Blake Scott is out looking, and the Warriors are down to their final out. A nice, nice pitch. Just a little bit of a warning to our listeners as Larkin delivers another pitch. Inside here to number 12, Calvin Weaver, for a strike. We will be live right here at Rocket Field on Saturday at 7 o'clock as Larkin throws another strike. Garrett Saunders stole that base, but right now that's the least of the Rockets' worries as the Warriors are down to their final strike here. Craig Larkin on the bump takes a peek. Here comes the pitch. It's swung on. It's fouled back. It dings Brett Roberts a little bit there. Walk it off, Brett. Got him on the inside hamstring there. He's going to...
That couldn't have felt very good.
No. He'll have something to talk about for a couple days. Put some ice on tonight. Warriors hanging tough here with two strikes, two outs, and they're down 7-3 to the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. And the Rockets are trying to shut the door. Saturday's ball game, the winner will face Davis County in a huge, huge match. Davis County was the only other team to beat Van Buren this season. Swing it and a foul ball. Weaver hanging tough here. Fouled off a couple after he's been down 0-2. One strike away for a Rocket victory. Here comes the pitch from Larkin. Swung on and is fouled again. He's hanging tough.
He's doing a nice job of fighting those pitches off. Give him a lot of credit. He's not backing down, Craig.
You know, this kid's a senior as well. He's seen a lot of baseball, and I know good and well that he doesn't want his season to end either. Saunders is sitting on second base for the Warriors. 7-3. Rockets are in the lead. Here's the pitch. It's drilled into center field. Lane Wells is on his horse. He makes the catch. And the Rockets win. Rockets win 7-3 against the previously once-beaten Van Buren Warriors, and they will go to the championship game against Davis County. And what a ball game. The Rockets were able to get out early, 1-0. And then they got out to a 5-0 lead. Things got a little tight there when it got on to 5-3. But then the Rockets were able to push through a couple more runs in the sixth inning to make it 7-3. And that's the score that stands up. We'll send it back to the studio and bring it back to us for some post-game wrap-up right after this. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Seat, the sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images. You get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
Back here at Rocket Field, Pat Powers with Mike Lane, and the Rocket Nation is happy tonight. They are able to get to victory number 2 here in the postseason, and they move on to meet Davis County Saturday night right here at Rocket Field, and we will be broadcasting that game live here, right here on KIIC 96.7. Rockets defeat previously once beaten Van Buren Warriors 7-3, a convincing fashion. And Mike, you got to be happy with the way the team responded tonight.
They did a very good job of coming up with a hit when they really needed it. They only left, I'm seeing what my stats are here. Looks like they only left like 6 runners on tonight. Yeah, they could have got a couple more in there in that one inning. But overall, they did a very nice job of getting hit when they needed it.
Christian Bambrook started on the mound. He went 4 2/3 innings. The score got close there, 5-3, and Coach Rod Ashman said, "Hey, I gotta make a change," and he brought in his ace, Craig Larkin, and he was able to get 7 outs, a couple of them strikeouts, and the Rockets were able to take care of business on the defensive front. He got 4 strikeouts, Craig did. Good job by him. I think that moves his total to 106 on the year. That's a lot of strikeouts. For the Rockets, Brett Roberts went 3-for-4 tonight with a, 2-for-4 with 3 runs. He was able to get on base at one time on a fielder's choice. Trevor Schwartz went 1-for-2, and Tyler Archer went 3-for-3. He had a 3-hit night for him. Good job from him. He scored one time. Christian Bambrook, 0-for-4 tonight. Craig Larkin, 1-for-3. Jacob Lane, 0-for-3. He was hitting the ball hard. He was just hitting them right at people tonight, and he was pulling the ball. You like to see that. Left field, and then the shortstop. Lane Wells went 1-for-3, and that one was a big one because that was a solo shot, and that was back in the fourth inning, and that bumped the lead, Mike, to 5-0, and you felt at that time, my gosh, 5 runs, that's pretty doggone good. The Rockets would need a couple more later on as the Warriors would trim the lead down to 5-3, and Rockets got a couple more scores in the sixth inning to bump it back 7-3. That would be the final. Chance Worsta was 0-for-2 tonight, and then Tanner Scott, the vacuum, went 2-for-3 from his time, and Rockets were able to do the job from top to bottom. And Mike, you got to be happy with that. What do you see tonight that you liked?
Well, what I liked, kids played as a team again. You know, that is so important. You know, we always pick each other up. Somebody's down a little bit. Go out there, get that hit. You know, slap somebody on the butt, pick them up, give them that. Tell them to feel, you know, better about themselves. You know, that helps so much when a kid, you know, might have a bad night. You know, go out there, talk to them a little bit, say, hey, you're out there helping. You're doing your best. Hey, keep at it. Those hits will fall.
Goes back to that three-letter word, have some fun.
There you go.
Have some fun while you're out there. And I think the Rockets had fun. It's always fun when you win. And the Rockets were able to get out early. They scored that one run in the first inning, and I felt confidence right away, because you look at the stats of the Warriors and you think, my God, 26-1, they had a 22-game winning streak coming into this ball game, and you think, my gosh, they must be phenomenal. They played some decent ball, but they kind of took a punch there from the Rockets in the early part of the game, and I think they got knocked back a few steps. They responded there, again, three runs of their own, had the bases loaded, and couldn't get any more, and the Rockets were able to shut their door with the ace, Craig Larkin, out of Chillicothe, Iowa.
Yeah, we were fortunate there in the first part of the game. They got a couple bad bounces that allowed us to get some runs, and we just kind of kept it going from there.
Well, Mike, it's been fun. Are you up for Saturday night with me?
Oh, if you'll keep putting up with me.
Well, there you have it, sports fans. For Mike Lane, we'll see you Saturday night. This is Pat Power bidding you a fond farewell. We're a final time. Rockets win 7-3 over the Van Buren Warriors. We'll catch you Saturday night right here as the Rockets will take on the Mustangs out of Davis County for a championship district matchup. Until then, this is Pat Power saying so long, and thanks to Scott back at the studio. Let's send it back to him now.